Hi, Lexi Rodrigo here. In this video, I'd like to talk to you about how to avoid the number one mistake freelancers make on their website. Now, why is this important to you? I've observed that the vast majority of freelancers make this mistake. So if you're one of them, well, the first thing is you're not setting yourself apart from your competitors. And in fact, by making this mistake, you're making yourself sound and look just like every other freelancer out there who's got a website. And the second reason why you need to avoid this mistake is because when you do this, you really sound boring to your prospects. Why is that? Because reason number three is freelancers who make this mistake don't make their prospects care about what they're saying and why they should work with them. So what is this mistake I'm talking about? The number one mistake freelancers make on their website is focusing on themselves. That's right. Of course, when we create our websites, the purpose is to promote our services, right? But if you're just talking about yourself, how great you are, how great your services are, then it's a big mistake. Okay, let me show you some examples that I found while looking at real-life freelancers' websites. And these ones look great, by the way, but the copy really left a lot to be desired. Example, I'm a writer. Another example, I've been designing professionally for 12 years. I'm the recipient of whatever award. I graduated magna cum laude from Whatchamacallit University. I'm a ninja in Photoshop, Ruby, HTML, JavaScript, CSS, fill in the blanks. So you can see from the previous examples how everything was just about the freelancer. It sounds not very exciting, and you can imagine how a prospect looking at that website would not be so excited necessarily, and we'll probably just move on to other freelancers and compare based on probably the fees. So the cure that I am proposing is for freelancers to go beyond the features of your services and focus on the benefits that your clients can experience as a result of working with you. Okay, let's unpack this. Features are really the observable, verifiable characteristics of your services and of you as a person. For example, what are the services that you offer? What are your qualifications? How do you work? How much does it cost to hire you? And what guarantees do you offer? So these are some of the features of your freelancing and of you as a freelancer. Now, what are the benefits of working with you? Benefits are positive changes in state, emotion, or experience that a client experiences or achieves by working with you as a result of your work. Okay, for example, it could be an increase in something desirable. It could be a reduction of something that they want to avoid. It could be positive feelings. It can also be a state of mind that they want, or perceptions that are positive. Now, how do you identify the benefits that you bring to your clients? Now, here's one way that's quite easy. It is that you start with the features that you have and ask yourself, so what? So let's look at our previous examples, all right? For example, I'm a writer. So what? So I can produce the written content you need to promote your business. So what? So you can market your products effectively while focusing on delighting your customers. So what? So you can attract more customers and enjoy your business more. So just keep going, asking yourself, so what, until you can't think of any more. Another example. I've been designing professionally for 12 years. So what? So you can rest assured you're dealing with a reliable and talented service provider. So what? So you can be confident that you will get a design which will effectively communicate your brand to your target market. So what? So you can attract the right customers for your business. So what? So you can get a higher ROI from your marketing materials. Another example, I'm the recipient of the XYZ award. So what? So you know I am good at what I do. So what? So you can expect the best design, writing, etc. for your money. So what? So you can have a logo, brochure, etc. that will help you achieve your business goals and that you can be proud of. So what? So the investment you make today will pay off in years to come. So again, keep asking yourself, so what, until you can't possibly go any deeper. Now, there are two methods that you can go about to identify the benefits of your services. One method is by using a matrix. It's really just a table with two columns. The first column is for the features, and the second column is for the benefits. Okay, so you write one feature in each box, and then for each one, try to brainstorm as many benefits as you can think of by asking yourself, so what? Method number two is mind mapping. Now you can do this with pen and paper or use one of the many apps and software available out there, both free and paid, for mind mapping, whichever works for you, go ahead and do it. So you start in the middle with benefits of working with you. You make one branch for each feature, and then for each one again, brainstorm as many benefits as you can for each feature. And you will notice that a lot of the benefits you think of are probably going to overlap, and that's fine. The thing here that you want to achieve is just to get all the benefits out on the table. Identify as many of them as possible. And then when you think you've exhausted all the benefits that clients can enjoy by working with you, then you come up with your core benefits by choosing which ones you think are most important to your prospects. So this is where really knowing your ideal clients, you know, what they want, what they're looking for, what their values are, this is where it really pays off. So do whatever you can to find out more about your prospects and your clients. So before I end this video, here are your action steps, just three items. Number one, identify your core benefits using one of the two methods that I discussed earlier in the video. And if you come up with your own method, that's fine, as long as it works for you. Step two, review the copy on your website, focusing on the tagline of your website header, your homepage, your services page, and your about page. And finally, rewrite the copy on your webpage where necessary. And of course, as you may have guessed, you can use this exact same method to improve the copy on all your other marketing materials. I hope you have found this useful, and until the next video.